A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. One Sabbath, Jesus and his disciples were going through the grain fields, and as they made their way, his disciples began to pluck heads of grain. The Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" And Jesus said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he and his companions were hungry and in need of food? He entered the house of God when Abiathar was high priest and ate the bread of the presence, which it is not lawful for anyone to eat but the priest. And he gave some to his companions." Jesus said to them, "The Sabbath was made for people, not people for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath." The Gospel of the Lord. In the Old Testament, there are many persons, places, and things that prepared humanity to accept Christ and his church at the fullness of time. These forerunners of the full reality are called types. In today's gospel, we have a type of the Eucharist in the reference Jesus makes to David. Jesus is the incarnate Word of God. Who then is better equipped to enlighten us about the written Word of God as presented in the Scriptures? Jesus knew his Jewish Tanakh, our Old Testament. Today he recounts the story of David and his soldiers eating the special bread in God's temple, which was reserved exclusively for the priests. So what is its connection to our holy bread of the Eucharist? The bread to which Jesus refers in today's gospel has several names: showbread, bread of the face, bread of the presence. It was sometimes called the perpetual bread because of its constant presence in the temple sanctuary. Its name indicates its meaning. The bread of the presence could refer to it representing the people of Israel being present before God, as well as it could also represent the bread remaining in the presence of God. Hence, this bread was a symbolic sign of uniting God and his people. It was considered so sacred that only the pure Levitical priest could eat it only on the Sabbath. The bread was flat and shaped in very large rectangles, with the two narrow ends curved upward, similar to a canoe. There were 12 loaves for the 12 tribes of Jacob, stacked on top of each other in two stacks, with 6 loaves in each stack. The first and one of the principal functions of the priests at the weekly Sabbath was to put out new stacks of the bread of the presence. The day before the Sabbath, it was prepared and baked by the incoming rotation of priests for the new week. Each loaf was made from the finest wheat flour, sifted 11 times, and each loaf had to be exactly alike in appearance and color. The placing of the bread consisted of a ceremony similar to what we think of as the changing of the guards, in which the incoming and the outgoing groups of priests participated. One group would lift up the old bread while the other group slipped the new bread beneath it, before the old was taken away, so that the lifting off and the putting on took place at the exact same moment, as it was written, "You shall set upon the table bread of the presence before me always. When the bread was laid upon the pure gold table, each stack was anointed with oil in the form of a cross. There are many spiritual similarities between the bread of the presence and the Eucharist. The 12 loaves, representing the 12 tribes of Israel, now correspond to the 12 apostles and the apostolic succession, which links every valid celebration of the Eucharist to the original event with Jesus. Each cake was made, or loaf of bread, was made of about 5 pints of wheat. In this number 5, we could find the 5 wounds of Christ on the cross. The wheat of God, ground by our sins, became the pure bread of God for the life of the world. The bread was anointed in the middle with oil in the form of a cross. Jesus longed for the baptismal anointing of the cross, which would fulfill his mission of redemption. According to tradition, each loaf symbolized the shape of the Ark of the Covenant. In the book of Revelation, the woman crowned with stars is shown as the new Ark of the Covenant, bearing the Messiah. The showbread was prepared on Friday, unless that day happened to be a feast day that required Sabbath rest, in which case it was prepared on Thursday afternoon. And traditionally, Christians believe the first Eucharist, or Last Supper, was held on Thursday evening, and Christ's crucifixion on Friday afternoon. Both Jewish and Christian teaching regarded the bread of the presence as an emblem of the Messiah. This bread typified Christ, first presented as a sacrifice to or in the presence of God Almighty, and then becoming spiritual food to such as, in and through him, are spiritual priests to God, and all of us in the new kingdom are spiritual priests, so that all of us may partake of this special Eucharistic bread. There is another aspect to consider in the showbread's perpetual presence. First, it is no longer mere bread that is before the presence of God, but for us in the Blessed Sacrament, the bread of heaven we receive contains God himself under sacramental signs. A devotion has developed within the church in the last 1,000 years known as Eucharistic adoration. This is a wholesome devotion rooted in the showbread, representing the people of Israel remaining always before God. Through Eucharistic adoration today, the members of the church, the new people of God of the new covenant, remain in prayer before Christ present in the Eucharist and the Holy Trinity. Authentic teaching and devotions of the Catholic Church have deep roots in sacred scripture. As we ponder the Word of God each day and try to make it a vital part of our lives, let us rejoice in its continuity and immensity, connecting us with each and every believer in the Judeo-Christian tradition, stretching back more than 4,000 years to our father in faith, Abraham.